And let's take a look at order giving in the factory. Harry Banks, charge hand in G department, makes mistakes in giving orders because of his inexperience. He isn't used to telling people what to do, so he gets out of the situation as quickly as he can by mumbling or talking too fast.
Jack, go and give someone down there, will you? Those boxes are piling up.
Or he hurries through the department giving his orders on the run, so that no one knows whom he's talking to.
Well, get that row of boxes moved before the trucks start knocking them over.
And he's surprised when nobody moves to carry out the order. Will Carter, a new foreman in E department, makes mistakes for a different reason. He's too anxious to show off his new authority. He gives orders unnecessarily.
Let's see this corner tidy before you go home, Stan.
He also assumes too easily that people know what he's talking about.
Len, I want those trucks moved straight away and get going.
Which trucks? Move where? Why doesn't he say what he means?
And he gives too many orders at a time.
Mike, I've got a job for you. Clear this lot, take it into the yard, come back and take over from Bob while he goes to the surgery. Then I want you to get all those rejects moved. And after that...
Both Harry and Will could take a leaf out of the book of Jim Acton, the senior foreman. Though Jim appreciates that an order must be clear, he rarely uses the direct command for ordinary purposes. He feels it builds up too much resentment. He gets best results, and particularly with experienced and reliable workers, with the request or suggestion.
Bob, will you try to get this lot cleared away before the night shift?
It carries almost the same weight as the direct command, yet gives Bob the feeling that he can question any part of the request that bothers him. Jim puts orders in writing. When he needs to change an order that was previously in writing, or if he has to give an order that must be carried over into another shift, or when instructions are complicated. But he always checks in person that they are understood by the employee concerned. He realizes that how he gives an order will always be important, because giving orders is what sets, or fails to set, every job in motion.